Now, let me ask you the question. Why was Sami Zayn not going to win?
I think, well, at this point, even though, you know, I think people have grown attached to Sami. It's not about Sami.
Yes.
Like he plays a part, but at the same time, in the grand scheme, it's not like the end game. The end game can't be about him.
Yeah. So let me pause you real quick. Why? Because you know, automatically folks will be like, "What you mean he can't be the one?" So what? Why is it that he can't be the one?
Because, man, if anything, he's just an agent of chaos.
Okay. I need you to explain that, brother.
Because back to when you explained it, how all the seeds got planted in the beginning. Jay never really flat out said, he always got the resistance from Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even when Solo popped up and joined, he, at this point, he don't even really say anything. He just popped up, you know, helped the man retain, and, you know, everything was just settled. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, Solo in. It's same thing with Jim, like in the beginning with Jimmy. At first, he was like, oh, nah, I ain't acknowledging you. And I was saying, yeah, you family and all, but it is what it is. But then eventually, he was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, I acknowledge you. And with Jay, it was a lot of hesitance. It was a lot of resistance. Can I say that? No, because he eventually did start saying that he acknowledged him.
Yeah, yeah. It took a while, but you know, he made sure you waited. Which once again goes into how incredible this story is, because you know it crossed over into a realm where Roman could tell that this dude don't like him. You know what I'm saying? Like he's looking like sucker, I told you to do something, and I'm tired of you fighting back on me. And he's like, Jay, like, man, I don't care. He's like, I don't even care what the tribal chief say. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I was like, Roman Reigns' face, I was like, oh my God, they about to kill. Sami Zayn saved that boy life that night, okay?
He really did.
He saved that man's life, man. I was like, oh my God. Roman looked like he was about to take him outside. I was like, oh my God, no.
Like, oh no.
I was like, the look on his face was like, he was like, utter disbelief. This mother just said this out loud. He said that quiet.
That got like, pop too.
It did. He's like, look, he said the quiet part out loud, as they say now. And he said the quiet part out loud, man. I was like, yo, man's was like out here. I'm like, bro, you need to chill out. Like, you need to chill out, bro, because you're doing too much. Yeah. But you're right though. Sami was never supposed to be the one. And I think that, I mean, we had this conversation when we were texting, you know, with our homies, you know what I'm saying, CJ and Brian. Shout out to our brothers, man. You know, but of course, as always, me and CJ had a disagreement. You know what I'm saying? But we were just talking about, you know, like the, you know, he don't like Cody Rhodes. And I understand that we was on that same kick last year. I mean, like, we both was like calling this like a homelander. We were waiting for this dude to turn. Like, look, we were waiting for this dude to turn evil. We're like, this sucker gonna turn on somebody. And I'm like, no, it don't make sense for him to turn. You know, it just got to the point. I'm like, this makes too much sense to turn him heel.
I'm gonna let you finish.
No, go ahead.
He did turn on somebody. he turned on AEW.
He turned heel on AEW for that check. But on the real though, like think about it, though. You got a situation. Cody Rhodes came in. His character is now very careful. He's also he's actually the first, I would probably say, in the past. My God, no, I gotta take that back. Oh my God, go further back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cody Rhodes became a throwback. And I think this is the reason why it works, because Cody Rhodes became something we have not seen in wrestling since the 80s, which is a clean babyface through and through.
Ah.
We hadn't seen that since, you know, Stone Cold ruined that dynamic. I mean, so, I mean that's like no shade to a Stone Cold, but that was what, you know, so you know what I'm saying? And say so you got like a Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock were not baby face, like they were not like Hulk Hogan baby faces.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? No. And then you got John Cena. John Cena wasn't really that particular type. You know what I'm saying? Cena did some dirt. Let's keep it at a buck, man. Cena did some dirt, man. I mean, on top of that, he also did not look like a quote unquote champion. So he looked like a champion, but not like an old school Hulk Hogan.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? Not like an old school Macho Man Randy Savage. You know what I'm saying? Not like those guys. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about Ultimate Warrior. I ain't bringing him in the but you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, just they don't really have a person that'll put on a suit anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Roman Reigns would do it, but he won't do it all the time. Like Roman Reigns come out in like regular sweats. You know, said to come out to the rings, see Tribal Chief. He can do whatever where he want. So you know what I'm saying? But you know what? He goes to Jimmy Kimmel, of course, you know, he's going to get in a suit, nice suit. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like him just being on TV, being that personality, it just didn't fit. Right. It didn't fit Roman Reigns. But Cody, it makes perfect sense. And they found a way to make this guy into the one. Now here's my argument for why Sammy couldn't have been the one. Okay. Because Sammy is a loser, okay? and I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just being real about the situation. This is what I told CJ. I was like, bro, I get what you're saying. I know that this storyline is hot, but what is the justification for you giving Sami Zayn a title shot at WrestleMania outside the fact that he's hot right now? Don't make the same mistake AEW keeps making.
Right.
We saw this with Yuta. With Will or Yuta, right? We were like, yo, this could actually work. I mean, we said that. We can't lie to you. You could go back and listen to the podcast. We're both like, this dude could probably be the one. And guess what? Month later, he's back somewhere else under a table somewhere. Then who else we got in there? We got Dante Martin, high flyer, bouncing around, doing all these flippity flips. You know what I'm saying? Wowing people. And I'm like, oh, okay, but boy can't talk. You know what I'm saying? He can't do nothing else outside of flippity flips. So nope, Gaina Wardlow. You know what I'm saying? We thought Wardlow was gonna be the one, and then they spat on that fire. I mean, I don't even know if the MJF thing was really supposed to kill his fire like that, but it did. We have to face reality right now. It did kill his fire. All right, it murdered Wardlow's fire in cold blood in one night. He didn't even get a match out of MJF. You know how bad that is. How really bad did. That all this build, right? All this build, and you get to the power, you just do a couple power bombs and win. I was like, this is cheap. And that dude's been suffering from that since. It's not like Wardlow can't talk, it's not like he ain't got presence, but he needs to go away. I mean, you can say he needs to go away so he can like get his luster back because he ain't got it now because of the way that they booked that boy. Look at what they did to Hangman Adam Page. Right, I mean, I don't even want to look at the dude no more. You know what I'm saying? Like after the stuff that happened with CM Punk, homeboy getting on TV trying to talk for himself and talk folk to him, something like, homie, you don't do that. You don't come and talk on nobody else's behalf without them actually knowing what you're doing. And if homeboy puts you up with this, he a bigger punk than we thought he was. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't do that. Like I said, like so seeing what they did with him, and then on top of that, just all the other comments from him, like I don't take no advice from veterans. I was like, bro, I can't get behind this dude. I just can't. I'm like, I guess there's some people that just want to, but the numbers don't show it. When he shows up on TV, the numbers don't bump. So I'm like, they ain't showing. You got MJF, right? MJF, you know, this, I mean, absolutely phenomenal, once in a generation talent. But he's like, he's stuck in a freaking time loop.
Okay. I see you.
You get what I'm saying? He's stuck in a goddamn time loop. And it's like, he keeps going round and round in a circle, right? round and round in a circle. And it's like, to let you know, I'm a villain. Hey, you got to fight these five guys to get to me. After you fight those five guys, then I have to pick up his stipulation. I'm going to beat you that first match. You know what I'm saying? Then I need to tell you a villain origin story. You know what I'm saying? the only person he didn't do that with, which they did not capitalize on, which pisses me off, was Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks, the only one to pull him out of that doggone time loop, because he could talk with him.
Yeah.
CM Punk pulled him into that situation, but the time loop was still going on. That's nothing against Punk. The storyline was still dope.
Oh yeah.
But the first one that was new was Ricky Stark. Absolute. The future. Ricky Stark, man. Now I'm like, I can see it. I'm like, that boy, I said, this is the fight I need to see. Maybe like later on in the summer or something like that. Maybe at All Out.
Yeah.
It need to be MJF versus Ricky Stark. Yeah, you need to start building on that now. There needs to be some rumbling on the ground now. But the problem with Tony is that he don't know how to book. So,
man, listen.
Oh, all right, let's pause. All right, so back to Sammy. This will bring it all back together again. Sami Zayn is a loser, okay? And it's because of the way that he was booked, okay? It's not saying that he's a loser because it's a low saying. He's a loser because of the way they made him look. Last WrestleMania, who was he fighting?
Johnny Knoxville.
Did he win?
No.
All right. So, look, last time you had a big match, you lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
What? So when he scrapped against him at, what was it, Elimination Chamber? And I remember, he going to win. I'm like, he's not winning.
Oh, CJ said that.
Yeah, he said that, Jaws. I said, bro, he's not winning. I'm like, he can't win. I said, he can't win because he's a loser. I said, his whole storyline is that he had to go to the Bloodline because he was having a bad rap. He was trying to rehabilitate his career.
Right.
Right? And you're going to tell me that mission accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you're going to tell me that the loser, the guy that they let into the room, and he was still losing while he was with the
Bloodline. You're right.
He's going to be the guy that beat Roman Reigns. It would have been a goddamn mockery and a shame if Sami Zayn had beat Roman Reigns at Elimination Chamber. I don't care if it was in Montreal.
Oh, no.
I don't care. It would not have made sense. I'm like, it just does not make sense to have him win.
I kind of felt a little bit bad for Sami because as soon as they announced where it was going to be, I was like, oh, this dude about to lose in his own.
You had to turn the super hot fire on the man. Like Roman about to ruin this man's whole career. But you're right though. I mean, like it was a, like I say, it's that situation where you see it coming. And I'm like, ain't no goddamn way. I said, and I told her, I said, that what's going to happen is that it's going to be Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Usos at WrestleMania for the Unified Tag Team titles. Because that was the lane that he's in right now. Now that doesn't mean that lane might not change by the end of this year.
Right.
But right now, the lane that he's in, he could not have gone for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania at the main event. And what, God forbid he won. because it would have been like Daniel Bryan. I mean, it's hard to say that, but think back to 2013, 10 years ago, right? Well, 9 years ago. Bryan Danielson, American Dragon, he was just yes man then. But he won the title and everybody was super excited. And then the next night it just felt like it was wrong.
Cause they caved in and they gave the audience what they wanted.
Yep.
And then it was like basically it's like a bunch of people that have become champion that we've looked at and talked about in the past.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan comes to mind.
That was a mistake. I'm sorry. I think that she did definitely deserve it, but she doesn't have a character outside of like playing an extreme person.
And even then, like, was it really believable?
No, it's not believable.
Love to death now. Don't get me wrong.
Facts. Yeah. I mean, like, I think Liv Morgan is freaking talented, man, but she does not have a character.
Right.
She don't. I mean, like, let's call a spade. I mean, you could be the nicest person on the planet, but you just ain't got no goddamn character.
Man, that's like, because my thing was, okay, so what, like, what is her thing? Like, she just, like, you beat the crap out of her and she sit there and lay down on the ground and smile about it?
It don't make sense. And I'm saying, like, it's laziness on their part. It's weird. Like, we're starting to see the men's division come back up. And as a result, the women's division is starting to go back down. It's almost like we can't never have both of them. They both can't be on at the same time for some reason. I don't understand them. Right. But yeah, like that's but yeah, that situation, if Sammy would have won, it'd be like, hey, we gave this guy the WWE Unified Championship. You know what I'm saying? He'd have walked out there and there would have been an ole, 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 ole. And then when they go to that next town, nobody don't show up.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't the one. The one right now is Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
That's the one. And that doesn't mean, that doesn't diminish the fact that Sammy can't not be the one later on.
Oh, yeah.
But he just can't be the one right now.
No.
Right now, it's Dusty's kid versus Dusty's kid.
Right.
As I said in that text message stream, it's Dusty's kid versus Dusty's kid. It's a far more compelling story. Both of them absolutely love Dusty Rhodes. This is a battle with Dusty's blood son versus literally Dusty's blood son versus Dusty's son in the industry.
Right.
The one that he raised to be the man and his son who he raised, bro. I was like, sign with that first talk they had, Cody and Ron, I was like, look.
That promo was no joke.
I said, sign me up. Because you could see that there was still something in Cody that he hates the term Dusty's kids. You can tell it still irritates him. You know, like when he's trying to bury it, but it don't work because he knows in his heart that his father poured his expertise into like 14 different people and all of them are successful in some level of degree.
Oh, man.
Even old crazy old John Moxley over there bleeding everywhere on every single goddamn match.
Yeah, but, man. I got to bleed.
Yeah, you got to bleed on a wind blow a certain way to bleed. but yeah, like Sam, but Sammy couldn't have been the one this time. Yeah, like it's not his turn. He's tagging in Cody, and Cody's gonna take the goal. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be real with you. If they let Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes, man, oh my god. Ooh. I don't know. I know they want that number 1,000. I know they want it bad.
I was thinking that probably like a week or two ago. Like I think they're trying to make Roman into our generation's Bruno.
Yeah, I mean, well, he already is. Just keeping it a buck, he is already. He already is that. Like, but I know that they're chasing. They like numbers. That's the one thing I think
overall.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, I know that's the. I just don't want Cody to be a victim of that in this situation because this storyline is too good for that.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, but because I think the Bloodline got another year of storytelling too. This ain't over. This ain't over. I mean, like just among themselves, because you got the rise, you got the plateau, you got the issues, then you have the questions, then you have the fall. You know what I'm saying? So we're approaching the fall.
And with like you said, with that extra year, you don't necessarily have to have the belts involved in it.
That's facts. Now, so after that, man, you could just have Roman versus Jay kind of a rubber match because like I said, he need his lick back. But Sammy being champion, I think would have thrown a monkey wrench in that whole thing. It would not have worked. Cause what you do with Cody? You feel me? And so what are you gonna do? Make it a triple threat? That's a bad idea. We need a one-on-one championship match for this doggone match. So I was like, him versus like Cody Rhodes versus Roman is the right decision. And I think they did the right thing. Yeah.
I'll be on it.
Yeah, I think they did the right thing. I'm like I just sorry for folk that wanted Sam to win. I'm sorry, y'all. But it just did not make sense.
It wasn't gonna work.
Yeah, it couldn't have worked. It's just like I said, he's been losing for like the past 2 years.
Look at him. Look at it like this. It's about parallel to what happened when they slapped the belt on Jinder.
Yes. And that was a mistake. that was the modern day Maharaja should have Mahanaha. That should have been a no. The modern day no. You know what I'm saying? It should have never happened. But it did. And it's in the record books. And guess what? He's fighting on NXT.
So. Right.
Oh my goodness.